From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It's in time for a look at this morning's top stories. A Bay Area couple is stuck on a cruise ship that has a dozen coronavirus patients. When the Coral Princess departed South America at the end of February, the outbreak was just becoming a worldwide pandemic. The ship is currently off the coast of Florida. Two dozen senior citizens and three staff members have tested positive for coronavirus at a Contra Costa County nursing facility. The Orinda Care Center is a 47-bed facility. All of the residents are in isolation, with those who have tested positive separated from the others. The Centers for Disease Control is now recommending face coverings for folks who venture out in public. It comes after new information that people without symptoms may account for a significant amount of transmission. But officials are warning people to leave N95 masks to the professionals. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state has secured nearly half of the 15,000 hotel rooms that it plans to use to house homeless people during the coronavirus crisis. The rooms will be managed by counties to house infected homeless men and women who need to isolate. A German microbiologist believes he has an interim vaccine against coronavirus that can be used until a more permanent vaccine is developed and tested. VPM-1002 is a vaccine initially made to combat tuberculosis. President Trump has fired the inspector general for the intelligence community who handled the whistleblower complaint that ultimately triggered the president's impeachment. Michael Atkinson was the first to inform Congress last year about a whistleblower complaint that described the president's pressure on Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. In a letter to the Senate Intelligence Committee, Trump said that he no longer had confidence in Atkinson. The Tahoe-Truckee area is among the most beautiful in the world, and the region's economy normally thrives on visitors. But as Anna Giles reports, area leaders are encouraging tourists to stay away, at least for now.
El Dorado County takes shelter in place to the next level, ordering travelers to stop coming to South Lake Tahoe.
If it's good for us, then it's good for everybody.
The environment
for all of us. We all need to be safe right now.
A county spokesperson specifically called out people in the Bay Area traveling to Tahoe for a change in scenery. She says that's a problem because the Bay Area has substantially more cases of coronavirus that could be transmitted. The influx of people also puts a strain on local resources like grocery stores and pharmacies. Some people we talked to in Placerville did not support the order.
It's hard to restrict travel because people have whatever reason they want to go up there.
Rachel Friend believes Tahoe should be open to anyone in a time of high stress and anxiety.
I literally just got back from Tahoe today. I took a day trip up there because I needed to get away, stayed 6 feet away from anyone I saw, did my part, and then left.
The county says law enforcement at any level would be able to enforce this order, but it hasn't come to that yet.
There was Anna Giles reporting near Truckee. Squaw Valley is normally bustling this time of year, but now the ski resort is closed and Alice's Mountain Market is the only store that's left open. The federal relief program that launched yesterday to help small businesses is off to a rocky start. The Paycheck Protection Program will help business owners with forgivable loans to pay employees, as well as expenses like rent and utilities during the coronavirus outbreak. Hundreds of thousands of small business owners tried to apply yesterday, but many of them ran into glitches.
I went to my kind of like unemployment homepage, and it just wouldn't let me do anything. It just kept saying your year is exhausted. Instead of having like a callback option or you're on hold even for like 2-3 hours, they just end the call. It just says thanks for calling, we're busy right now.
Nearly $350 billion would go towards the relief. California says it's working with the federal government to get those loans and fix the problem. Mountain View's oldest restaurant is closing its doors for good. The coronavirus crisis is forcing the owners of Clark's Charcoal Broiler on El Camino Real to make the tough decision. It had been in business since 1945. Hundreds of upset customers took to social media to express their feelings, some even begging the owners to reconsider. Their beloved burger and barbecue joint says on its website that the shelter in place made it impossible to continue. The owners are wishing customers the best and to stay healthy. The coronavirus crisis is already taking some fun out of the Bay Area's Christmas holiday season. Downtown Ice, the annual skating rink under the Circle of Palms in San Jose, will not happen this November. The Downtown Association told the Mercury News that so much time, effort, and construction goes into the annual tradition that the call to cancel had to be made early. Now, so far, the nearby Christmas in the park is scheduled as usual. A quick sports update now. Here's a look at San Francisco Giants ballpark yesterday and what was supposed to be the season home opener against the Dodgers. The whole baseball season is on hold, of course, because of the outbreak. The Oakland A's would have been on the road this weekend taking on the Twins in Minnesota. NHL news, the Sharks' Tomas Hertl expects to be back on the ice in time for training camp for next season. Hertl suffered torn ligaments in his left knee during a game in January. He had surgery shortly afterwards. Recovery from this type of injury usually takes about 6 months. Hertl told the Mercury News that he's already walking normally but needs to, quote, get the muscle back. The coronavirus outbreak has delayed the Summer Olympics by a year and wiped out this June's swim trials. KPIX5's Vern Glenn spoke with legendary UC Berkeley swimmer Nathan Adrian, who won't let that or even cancer stop him.
What is it like being on top of that podium?
Yeah, that brings a smile to my face, my man.
From the top of the Olympic podium to now, gym work for swimming superstar Nathan Adrian. He was training for his fourth Olympic Games. Then the coronavirus spread shut him down till 2021.
There's talk of trying to, you know, get a bunch of athletes together and live in this and quarantine for 14 days, right? Make sure we're all healthy and then live, train, and compete together for something like 4 or 5 weeks.
The will to compete keeps the five-time Olympic gold medalist and former American record holder in the 50-meter free going. So is the challenge to overcome his biggest foe, testicular cancer, which he battled in 2019.
I made myself a promise as I was going through it. I was like, man, win, lose, or draw, come Olympic trials, I'm going to put everything into it that I can in order to make that team.
Vern Glenn still able to find cool sports stories even as the entire sporting world is basically on hold. In international soccer news, Premier League clubs have unanimously agreed to discuss their players taking a 30% pay cut. That follows a video conference meeting between all 20 clubs in England's league. There are more talks planned today, now this time involving the players' union. The teams are losing a lot of money as the worldwide health emergency has everything on hold. The U.S. Tennis Association is advising people against playing tennis. The organization says medical advisors believe that there is a possibility that the virus could be transmitted through sharing and handling of tennis balls, gate handles, benches, net posts, and even court surfaces. The association is encouraging people to stay active and healthy at home. Britain's stay-at-home orders have left a lot of streets pretty empty, and that's been a virtual invitation to wild animals who usually try to avoid people. A herd of friendly deer has been spotted several times in a community east of London. Locals have been enjoying them. Elsewhere, folks in a Welsh town are getting visits from wild mountain goats.
Okay, a 7-day forecast has rain for the next 2 days, also known as the weekend, whatever meaning that has anymore. Rain for Saturday and Sunday. Most of the rain comes through in the first half of the day for both days. Sunday's rain will be a little bit more impressive than Saturday. We have a few leftover showers perhaps for Monday, and then we're done. We're going to clear it out. We're going to be sunny and in the mid-70s by the middle of next week.
Yeah, probably a good thing. A little rain, keep people inside, remind people that really the best way to help everyone else out is to kind of keep your distance.
Yeah, and it probably feels like a little bit less of a downer that it's been 3 weekends in a row that we've had the storms come through here, and we're probably noticing that less now.
All right. Time for us to call it a morning. Thanks so much for watching KPIX 5 News. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Enjoy your Saturday.